Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of podcast at Equity Manager, where we try to keep you level-headed with completely unbiased and neutral analysis of the investing world, developments in the stock market, crypto market, and other investment avenues. So let's look at a very important asset class, which is considered as a safe haven, which is gold. Currently, gold has been in the news because it has risen extremely sharply. It has given, in fact, better returns than equity in the last 6 months, maybe 1 year. For that, you can check online on the returns that gold has given. And surely it has given better results since the last fall, the severe fall in equity markets, which we saw over the last 2-3 months. Now, why is that happening? Let's step back and understand what really is happening in the investment world. Whenever there is uncertainty and fear in the traditional equity classes, gold becomes more favorable because it is safer. Volatility in gold is not as much as volatility in the equity markets. With the recent announcements of tariff wars and the economic war that is going on between USA and China, which is a war, and war is never good for the markets, the stock prices have been fluctuating wildly, and uncertainty in the investors' mind has come to an all-time high as to what will really happen. In that scenario, where can money be made? Gold. Why? Because gold will be parked for years together by people. They will not be selling it so often. And gold keeps a stable return. That is what traditionally has been proven. However, let's take a, let's zoom out. Let's take a broader view of what gold traditionally does. So if you look at it carefully, 8-9% over a period of 10 years is what gold usually gives. Maybe 10-15 years time frame if you look at it. Currently, as per my analysis, and this is purely technical analysis, there is no financial advice being given out here, and no statement made here should be looked at as what to do. It is only about views and analysis and data. Currently, gold has risen very strongly. If you look at it for the last 42 months almost, which is approximately 3.5-4 years, gold has been constantly rising. So an important exercise for the listener over here should be go back and look at what has been the return from gold over the last 5-6 years. And if you see that number, you would probably be happy, but also you should be cautious. Because as I said, over a period of 10 to 12, maybe 15 years, gold averages out, which indicates, and historically you can see data, is that gold can also have pullbacks, which is drawdowns, which means corrections. There are several other complicated indicators which I don't want to get into and which are not really necessary, which is like, you know, equity to gold ratio and returns of equity versus gold over a period of time, etc. But when the world starts talking and there is too much buzz about an asset class, the wise person steps back. If there are gains, they take some gains off the table and at least pauses rather than going excited and start jumping in more based on what the herd or the world is shouting about. There are many expert videos and analysis online which you can hear, but most of them are not, you know, they also do not see how and why gold will fall down drastically. That is something which is very difficult to imagine as well as anticipate. But at the same time, if you look at some data, 20%, 25%, 15% drawdown, which means pullback on gold, has happened. In fact, myself, based on my indicators, I was sharing with some people that 10 to 15% pullback on gold is likely, and it did happen in a very sharp sell-off, very fast and flash price down, which was seen on the day, I think April 8th, Monday, which was black day overall due to the tariff war fears that came out, panic sell-off, but gold again went up. So again, this is no advice on what to do, but at least do a thorough analysis, step back and look at what percentage of portfolio is in gold. Generally, a thumb rule is 10% of portfolio should be in gold. For example, if somebody's portfolio is 10 lakhs and if they had 1 lakh in gold and now due to appreciation, it's probably gone to 13 lakhs, 14 lakhs. So maybe that ratio has increased of gold versus equity or other asset classes, and maybe that is a good idea to take some percentage off so that the allocation again comes back to that 10. That is a simple and sane thing to do, and also probably the right thing to do, a strategy, a framework. Right now, rushing into buying gold and thinking that it will keep rising may turn out to be the wrong move. Again, it could be the right move too in the short term. Nobody knows till what point anything rises and when it starts correcting and why. Nobody knows that. But as per all indicators, gold is currently overheated. And the biggest indicator for any asset class to be called overheated, overbought, or slight bit of euphoria in that asset class is when the news media, news articles, and people start talking too much about it. So we at Equity Manager try to give you level-headed and neutral analysis. There is no advice again. So hope the listeners will make the wise decision, do their own research, study a little bit, spend some time online. Like I said, look at what has been the returns over 10 to 15 years traditionally and what has been in the last maybe 10 years, 12 years. And if that average has to come out, then this cannot sustain. Thank you for listening. Do share it with your friends, relatives, colleagues, and we will be happy to bring more content which is of value and which is going to help you make the right decisions. Take care.